KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Although he did not win the election, Mitt Romney did secure Alaska's 3 electoral votes, with most precincts reporting Romney secured 54% of Alaska's vote, with Obama receiving 41%. Representative Don Young won his 21st term in U.S. Congress. Facing Democratic challenger Sharon Cisna, Young takes his seat in Washington, D.C., with 64% of Alaska voters behind him. 28% voted for Cisna. For the bond proposition, Alaskans approved the funding of transportation projects throughout Alaska. With the approval, $10 million will go toward Nome Port development. $10 million also goes toward Kotzebue's port development at Cape Blossom. Alaskans voted against holding a constitutional convention, a question that is on the ballot every 10 years. If approved, a convention would have been held to amend or revise the Alaska State Constitution. In the Nome municipal runoff election, Randy Pomeranz and Stan Anderson keep their seats on the Nome Common Council. 509 ballots were cast for Pomeranz, with Randy Oles receiving 457 votes. For City Council seat D, Anderson received 539 votes, Jim West Jr. 435. For the runoff election, a simple majority was needed. 1,002 ballots out of the 2,356 eligible voters in Nome were counted in the municipal runoff election. And a report from Nome Elementary School Principal Robert Grimes. Ms. Teresa Johnson's fourth grade reading group petitioned Mr. Grimes for the right to have their votes counted in the presidential election. They felt strongly that in order to be good voters in the future, they should practice before their count really mattered. Fourth grade teacher Teresa Johnson says they were also curious what their fellow students thought about the candidates.
So the fourth grade reading class petitioned the principal for a right for the school to have their votes counted and projected to the public.
A ballot box was placed in the school cafeteria yesterday. Secret ballots were supplied with the two candidates' names and a checkbox. At the end of the day, a reading class and homeroom counted and tallied each ballot. 68% of the 373 eligible voters at the Nome Elementary School cast a ballot. 74% of those who voted chose Barack Obama. 21% voted for Mitt Romney, and 5% were write-in or unreadable. Grimes says the students were given a valuable lesson in civics. Senator Mark Begich is calling for an oversight hearing regarding federal subsistence management. Begich sent a letter last week to Senator Daniel Akaka, the chair of the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs, insisting on the need for an Alaska-based committee to address subsistence rights and food security for Alaska Natives. Begich says he's been pressing for this for the past 3 years.
I think it's important that we have this discussion, so we can understand if there's improvements that need to be made or additional protections to ensure that the Alaska Native community or rural individuals have subsistence as a protected way of life. And so I think it's important that we have this kind of discussion.
Begich's first goal for this oversight hearing is to understand what has and has not worked for those affected by current legislation. Begich says the federal government is the larger player as it has been moving forward with subsistence issues and regulations over the past 20 years. He says the state of Alaska has not fulfilled its obligation to fix constitutional subsistence issues. He adds oversight is important as one of the roles of Congress.
After 20 years, I think it is an obligation of Congress to have oversight to understand the success or failure or what needs to be changed or what doesn't need to be changed.
Begich hopes to have the hearing before the end of the year or the beginning of next year at the latest. He says Senator Akaka is the best to facilitate this discussion. He also says it's unclear just yet what suggestions will come out of the hearing.
The most important piece is first to understand if there's some suggestions that come out of it. We should then consider what, if anything, we should do next, if it's legislation or regulation or really encouraging the state to do some things they haven't been doing the last 2 decades. So it's hard to say what that next step is until we have the hearing and, again, the oversight to hear from the folks in Alaska, but also the folks from the Interior Department who've been regulating this.
Begich says he is anxious to move this forward to continue protecting subsistence rights for families. Poetry North is coming to Nome this winter, and it all begins this Friday. Three poets will travel to to Kotzebue, Barrow, and Nome as part of Poetry North, thanks to a grant from the Alaska State Library. Writers include two well-known Alaska Native poets and the 2012 State Writer Laureate Peggy Schumacher. Inupiaq poet Joan Kane will start off the winter event in Nome this Friday. Kane, whose maternal roots are from King Island and Mary's Igloo, received a 2009 Whiting Writers Award for her first poetry collection, The Cormorant Hunter's Wife. Most recently, Kane was chosen this June as the winner of the 2012 Donald Hall Prize in Poetry for her second book, Hyperboreal.
And I think my publisher is a little perplexed because half of it is actually written in Inupiaq, and particularly some King Island and Kuwerik dialects, and then translated back into English. So I always love to, promote our language, promote it as a living language, one that's being spoken and written and read and heard.
And you'll get the chance to hear Kane's poetry this Friday at the Nome Elementary School Commons at 7 o'clock. Not only that, but there will also be a poetry showcase where you can share your own writing. Kane says while sharing her writing in Nome where her roots are, she's just as excited to hear from other writers.
My favorite thing about getting to do events like this and be welcome to communities is hearing local writers and hearing ideas, hearing words, getting a sense of how people are using language to express identity, to share their thoughts and communicate with other people.
Kane's first reading was last night at the Chuck Chee College Library in Kotzebue. Through Poetry North, Kane hopes to inspire others to also write, strengthening Alaska Natives' identity through literary voice. She and another Inupiaq writer have a shared vision to see library shelves full of books written by Alaska Natives.
It's such a rich history that we have and such a rich contemporary culture that we have that I think it's always important to acknowledge that and to honor it, and again to take what little small part I can in encouraging people to realize this vision of having libraries full of books written by Inupiaq people.
An established writer, Kane also works for the Sitnisok Native Corporation in Anchorage, where she lives with her husband and two young sons. Again, Poetry North began yesterday in Kotzebue. The first Nome event is this Friday at the Nome Elementary School Commons. Hear from award-winning Inupiaq writer Joan Kane. If you'd like to share your own poetry or simply enjoy local poetry, there will be a poetry showcase after Kane's reading. The price of gold in New York down $4.70 an ounce to $1,713.20. An ounce of silver down 31 cents to $31.81. And a pound of zinc, 84 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome at 9 o'clock this morning, is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 10:02. Unofficially, 27 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.